This is Air America Radio. I'm Marty Kaplan. Or perhaps you know me by my other name.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness, or duder, or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Okay, so that's actually Jeff Bridges as the dude in The Big Lebowski. The Coen brothers film never made a ton of money at the box office and certainly didn't get the positive praise of some other of their films like Fargo or Raising Arizona, but it had something. Enough for fans and stars of the film to gather twice a year for Lebowski Fest. Last weekend they all gathered in Hollywood, where reporter Joel Gershon threw on a Hawaiian shirt, lit a doobie, and laced up his bowling shoes.
They're called Achievers. The name comes from a line in the film that's easy to miss if you've only seen it once or twice.
A little about the urban achievers, yes, and proud we are of all of them.
But those who attend Lebowski Fest aren't casual about their love for the movie.
Yeah, I'd say conservatively about 25.
Approaching 100.
Getting close to 50, maybe.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I watched it today before I came.
Achievers come from as far away as Ecuador to bowl, party, and meet the dudes behind the dude. Both nights feature actors from the movie. Some minor characters stop by, like the waitress who admonishes Walter for being loud in a family restaurant, or Marty, the dude's landlord. The guy who played Carl Hungus is also here, playing with his band, Ron from Fargo. They turn out to be the opening act that night, after a surprise headliner blows everyone away.
I can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth. Please welcome Jeff Bridges!
This is perhaps the biggest moment in Lebowski Fest history. Jeff Bridges, the dude who actually played the dude, takes the stage and plays with his own band.
Yeah, it's a gas to abide with all of you.
Already crazed from Bridges' first ever appearance at Lebowski Fest, they go nuts for his rendition of Bob Dylan's The Man and Me, a favorite from the movie's soundtrack. As great as the Coen brothers' imagination is, the character of the dude is not entirely original. It's based on a real person, Jeff Dowd, a notorious producer's rep for independent films.
The thing about the dude is people bring with it kind of a notion that there's this character who's rebellious, friendly, who's got a certain kind of attitude, who's not fit into the corporate cog, as people in Air America listeners, I'm sure, are very sympathetic to. So there's an expectation that this dude is going to be his own man, okay? I'm somewhere out of the mold, like way out of the mold, okay?
He's been coming to Lebowski Fest since the second one, and I have to say, it's kind of a trip seeing Jeff Bridges and Jeff Dowd together.
A couple of good-looking guys. We're smart as all hell, you know, we're going absolutely nowhere, but we're having fun doing it.
So now, do you still watch the movie yourself? I mean,
usually when I see a movie of mine on the tube, I'll just, you know, click it and, you know, watch a few scenes and click it, you know, with Lebowski, I'll be, you know, Lebowski. I said, well, I'll just hang in for Turtle to lick the ball, you know, and then I'll go.
Dowd truly does have the mannerisms, posture, and overall vibe that Jeff Bridges portrays. But this is Bridges' night. Even by the time they rolled the midnight screening, the Achievers were still stunned with this belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Angel, Lebowski!
Turns out Jeff Bridges is not only the dude, but a huge achiever. He even dresses for the part. Not that that's hard to do, since the dude's wardrobe came right out of Bridges' closet.
Well, these are my shoes.
And I lent them to the dude. All the dude's clothes are my clothes, and I lent them to the dude.
A lot of achievers are dressed like the dude, but another character has more lookalikes.
Well, I'm dressed as Walter Sobchak. I'm a Vietnam vet. Somebody steps over the line, puts a toe over the line when they're bowling, they better mark it zero, because if they don't, they're entering a world of pain.
John Goodman's character, Walter, inspired some achievers to stay in character the entire fest. Jesus is here, so is Saddam Hussein. Well, at least the guy who plays him, Jerry Haliva.
I'm a one-trick pony. That's all I do is play Saddam. I've continued to milk this shamelessly, and had a lot of fun with it, actually. I'm a huge fan of the Coen brothers, so being in a Coen brothers picture for me was just like winning the lottery. I'm having more fun than Saddam's having today.
Robin Jones also loved working with the Coen brothers, even though she didn't have any lines as the Ralph's checkout girl.
No lines. I accept a 69-cent check from Jeff Bridges, and that's my claim to fame in life.
Jerry and Robin are part of an autograph session. They sign everything from bowling pins to bottles of sarsaparilla. Achievers can even get an autograph from the title character himself.
People are crazy. They're all bums.
Actor David Huddleston stays in his Big Lebowski character as he meets the Achievers. Lebowski Fest has been described as something like a Star Trek convention, but it feels more like a family reunion. I mean, where else can you find dudes, Achievers, Jesus, and Saddam Hussein hanging out together? In Hollywood, I'm Joel Gershon for Air America Radio.
Sexual ambush in the new Wild West. God is a camera, baby, show us all the breasts. With a name and a star on that dirty boulevard. 10,000 others got shot through the heart. The eyes of the Dutch man, they took it all in.
Another great hour just ahead, including a correction about a story we brought you last week. Of course, it's a correction that every U.S. news outlet should be making, after we were misled about the overthrow of one Asian country's government. Plus, female college athletes scored a big win in the Supreme Court this week,